Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Tucson, Arizona, at the Lowe's Ventana Canyon at the Starnet Spring Meeting with Gene Manson. Gene, how you doing?
I'm great, Kemp. Thank you so much.
It's good to be here. Perfect venue. I've been to a lot of Starnet meetings, and I know this is the second time for this group to come to this spot, and I see why. It's a great place, isn't it?
It is a beautiful location. Plus, the staff here is just tremendous. So we've had a really good meeting, which we're about halfway through now, actually.
And you know, the great thing about the size of this venue and your organization, you basically are it. I mean, there's nobody else staying here but this group. So everybody we're seeing walking around and all the staff that's working here, they're waiting on Starnet, right?
That's exactly right. You won't see too many non-Starnet people in this house.
So let's talk about those numbers. I think you have, what, 600 or so people here?
Yeah, a little over 600, about 609. Last year we had about 580. And we continue to grow every year. And part of the growth certainly comes from a great attendance by our vendor partners. And more of our members are bringing multiple people from their companies to the meetings, which we really appreciate. And we have a lot of special guests and press like you, Kemp. You know, so it's been great to have this kind of response. And there's just a ton of energy among the group.
So the trade show was just over. A lot of energy down there. It was five or six rows, and I had trouble walking from one place to another. So you had great participation from both the members and the vendors. Let's talk about that. Why don't you give me an update on your vendor network?
Well, you're right. We had tremendous energy and support. We appreciate that from our vendor partners. You know, we have gone through some changes recently. We have continued to receive great support from our vendors, both on the carpet side as well as hard surface. We are excited about the year. We had vendor meetings yesterday, and we went through some of the early numbers for the first quarter. They're very strong and feel confident that we're going to deliver a great year.
Yeah, let's talk about that. When you start talking about the tone of the members, I've been here now for about a day, and I've talked to a lot of the Starnet members, and almost across the board, their business is up, they're high energy. They feel like this is going to be a very strong year, don't they?
Well, we all do. I mean, certainly 2014, we felt similarly, and it didn't quite deliver for a number of reasons. We do have a constant dialogue with our vendors. We look at industry numbers. We certainly listen to our members. And what we're hearing is that this truly will be a great year. And as I said, what we've seen so far has reinforced that.
Starnet is the largest co-op of commercial flooring contractors. What is your membership count now?
Our membership is 165. We are going to add a larger number of members this year than we have in the past, primarily going after either strategic markets where we feel we need an additional member or if there's a void.
And you've actually been adding some staff. You recently have announced that you're adding Leah Ledoux, right?
That's exactly right. This was a long debated decision because we see such a growth in industry volume towards national accounts. There's a lot of work directly to the end user on the part of vendors and certainly on the part of Starnet members. We saw that volume growing, and we felt we needed to bring Starnet to the table with a person, a single point of contact within our staff who our vendors can work with and our members can reach out to help facilitate those deals. I want to be really clear that this is not in any way Starnet saying we are opening the doors to labor-only projects. That's not our business model. Our business model is full service. And as you know, we've pushed very hard to have incremental services from our members to their end users. So it's completely consistent with that. Yet we feel that we need Leah because she will bring a breadth of knowledge in the industry on both sides, hard and soft surface, with a lot of product knowledge. And her immediate goal will be to facilitate projects that are just coming out of the vendor network and then moving forward start to cultivate her own through the end users.
Now, she has an interesting background, which I want to point out, because she actually has recently been with NRF, a distributor in the Northeast, but she's also been on the manufacturer supply side, so she comes with good empathy for all angles, right?
Well, yeah, she has a very interesting background. She started off working for a commercial flooring dealer, so she had 9 years of actually living the life of our members. Then she worked for a manufacturer, J&J, and then she went into a distributor, and she's been there about 12 years. So she brings a great combination of skills. She's very creative. She's high energy, and based on the response from the members and the vendors to her at this meeting, she's going to need energy because there's going to be a lot of work to do.
All right, so this is the meeting of the two you have every year. This is the one where you have the design awards. So let's talk real quickly about that. For those people not familiar with that, you actually have your members submit to judges great work that they've done. And then you reward not only that member, but the design community, which did the design, right?
Exactly. Originally, this was really inspired to reward the designer. And our members, of course, work with those designers. So that gave a nice collaborative spirit to the award. I consider it the Oscars of flooring. It is an absolutely great event. We have tremendous entries this year. This year, our grand prize winner is Lippert Tile with a beautiful installation, and we're excited for the Lippert Tile team. We also have been pushing very hard on the environmental side, and we're giving tonight the first ever Environmental Stewardship Award. It's going to Sergenians up in Wisconsin. So actually, we have two Wisconsin winners there. And we'll continue to push on that area because we feel it's a great service our members can take to the end user, is solving the reclamation needs and making sure a product doesn't end up in the landfill.
All right, let's look forward for a minute. What are some of the key initiatives that you and the board are working on to take care of the group in 2015?
Well, certainly the strategic account initiative will be number one. We will come out of this meeting and have an extensive session just mapping out what are the best opportunities and truly setting priorities, because there's going to be a lot of options for Leah to do. And we're here to support her, Fred Williamson and I. We're continuing with an aggressive program on StarNet Floor Care. Our goal, and we're almost there, is to create a complete network of maintenance support or maintenance service from our members. It's a great part of the business. And we continue to push on that. And we've also done some work in our training area. We created in January a mega training event, which was in Las Vegas, tied to surfaces. And it was efficient in that we were able to bring, in a university-type setting, a number of live seminar courses to our members. And a member could come and choose from a variety of courses and actually spend 2 days getting a very broad training experience. It also reinforces StarNet to those people, and that's very important for us. So those are really the big initiatives we're pushing on this year.
So you'll continue that training program in Vegas in January?
Yes, our plan is to do it again in January of 2016.
Just real quick before we run out of time, just a couple of things you're doing at this meeting. You have a couple of keynote speakers, if you want to mention that for a second.
Yeah, we have two keynote speakers. We have Bob Allen, who was a StarNet member. He was actually a board member. He's been out of the business a number of years, and he's going to come back and talk about his experience in closing his business and also about his experience in life. He's a very wise, humorous man who I think will give a great inspirational speech. And then we have Sloan Bailey, who's our attorney, and he's talking about the pitfalls of electronic communication and how members and vendors need to be very conscious of what they put in an email, what they put in any kind of electronic communication, because it can be quite a liability if you get the wrong information. And he always gives a very peppy, strong speech. So that'll be good.
So you have to be careful with this, even if you keep all your emails on your own server?
Your emails never leave the world. They're always out there, and you apparently have to be very careful.
Yeah. All right, Gene, it's great to talk to you. Again, we're talking to Gene Mattson, who's president and CEO of StarNet Worldwide, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.